Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. Hope you had a good Easter or Passover holiday and even a spring break if you had one of those. Today we focus on trucking and transportation. It's a dynamic industry in Arkansas, accounting for about one in every 10 jobs. It's a huge component of the state's economy. Shannon Newton, president of the Arkansas Trucking Association, has been in the middle of everything from regulatory changes to worker shortages to technological disruption. Newton and I sat down to discuss what's shifting the industry's gears. Shannon, tell me a little bit about blockchain and how big it is becoming in the transportation industry, and probably for people that don't understand what blockchain technology is, you might have to do a little primer.
So blockchain technology actually is not specific itself to transportation. I think that the linkage is coming between there's a blockchain in Transportation Alliance, which has taken the lead on the issue, and its footprint has gotten so big that it has kind of pushed transportation and logistics to the front of the conversation on blockchain. And I am certainly no expert and don't want to pretend to be one with you today. But to try to make it so that you can understand me, blockchain is, it is a technology platform. And the idea is that there are so many entities, specifically in logistics, who are in constant communication, whether it be about freight or equipment or drivers. There's so much rapid exchange of information that if there were one platform in which all those users had access to the same information simultaneously with ability to manipulate and receive that information, that there would be huge efficiencies within the supply chain that could be gained. I'll give you one analogy, the way that it was explained to me that made sense, and this may or may not work for you, but the way that I think we all have online banking. And so if you think of the way that you access your online banking, essentially the bank controls all the information. And so they know how much money's in your account, and each time there's a transaction you make, you can go and look at it, but you don't really have the ability to manipulate the data. You're just seeing their records. If that were to be in a blockchain format, you would each have equal access and ability to manipulate the data, but each change would have to be approved by both users.
And the bottom line, though, is it could bring efficiencies to the system. And anytime you can drive efficiencies in the transportation chain of command, you save money.
The efficiency is the big carrot. That is why all of them are chasing that. If we can get to a place where there is one platform that all those users in the supply chain could be on, I think the quote was that there was a potential for fivefold gain in efficiencies.
So let's talk about another thing that is potentially saving some trucking and transportation companies some money, and that is the big corporate tax cuts that came at the end of 2017. What are you hearing your member companies talk about where they are putting that money, that savings from the corporate tax cuts?
Well, there has been a lot of favorable headlines for our industry and for several companies across the state on what they've been doing and how those tax cuts have impacted their bottom line. Our members who have received or achieved the greatest savings have been mostly interested in addressing some workforce issues. So we have a driver shortage and some driver pay. So we're looking at, reinvestment in people, both drivers, and office staff on trying to maintain and attract good talent to our industry. And then also in equipment. Trucking is a very high capital intensive industry. And so when you start looking at the cost of equipment and then gains in, there's environmental gains, efficiency gains, safety gains in having new equipment and investing in some of the technology that has proven to have really good return on investment in the safety arena.
Lastly, let's talk about infrastructure. Why is solving our infrastructure problem so difficult? And what do you see your industry trying to do to, find some solutions that are obviously high price tag?
Sure. Well, I think, the political climate over the last, 4, 6, 8 years has definitely proven challenging to come up with some solutions to the lack of infrastructure funding.
Because people don't want to have tax increases.
Yes. Tax, a three-letter word tax has become a four-letter word that's unmentionable within, 200 yards of the Capitol. And unfortunately, just the way that highways and the way that infrastructure has traditionally been funded has been through a tax. We have a dedicated revenue source being the fuel tax, and without a significant change in policy, there's no other way to get additional funds for infrastructure funding. So there's really just two choices. The choices are, new money, which would be a fuel tax increase, or redistribution of the money that we already have. And that both of those are have pluses and minuses, and they've both been proven to be very politically challenging. I do think that we have reached some sort of a critical mass, if you will, in that we are approaching almost 20 years without addressing infrastructure funding. So as citizens, we're actually paying less and driving more on more expensive roads. And so I just think that we're finally gaining some traction and some momentum with leadership here in both houses over at the Capitol, and even with the governor to some extent, on including and prioritizing infrastructure funding in the 2019 session.
That's Shannon Newton, president of the Arkansas Trucking Association. You can read more from our interview and a convoy of other stories regarding the transportation industry at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC. And AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.